June 15, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, Sanctuary from the Storm. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your words today, help me to come into your presence and recognize the safety you provide. Read Genesis chapter 7. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the 2nd month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his 3 sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings, pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them, came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. Reflect. Have there been times when you were reluctant to do what God was calling you to do? When the obstacles seemed too high, the enemy too strong? Charles Spurgeon, commenting on the first verse of today's reading, remarks, "Notice that the Lord did not say to Noah, 'Go into the ark,' but 'Come.' I expect you may now be referring back to your Bible, and many of you will note that your translation is at odds with this. I am not a biblical linguist, but the premise that God called Noah and his family to join him in the place of refuge resonates with me. We can find comfort knowing that when God's call stretches our faith, he goes ahead of us. Psalm chapter 139 is a great place to find reassurance of God's presence. Noah and his family are not alone. as we find Noah responsible for preserving the animals that God had instructed Adam to name. What follows, I can only imagine, was a long week. Whether Noah's family had ever experienced rain is the subject of much scholarly wrestling, and I wonder if Noah, during this week on the ark, waiting for the promised rain, experienced any doubt. It must have been a vulnerable place for him, attracting mocking from those outside his family, and perhaps insecurity from those within it. However, true to God's promise, the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and the ark provided salvation for Noah, yet condemnation for the world. What follows are 40 days and 40 nights of rain. This is the first mention of many in Scripture of the number 40, which becomes associated with a period of testing, before entering into something new and significant. May we today know the wonder of something new that can come after a time of testing. Apply. Take a moment to reflect on the shelter that you have today. Give thanks for the provision of God for your place of refuge. Closing prayer. Lord, thank you that as you call me to follow you, you go before me, preparing the way, providing all that I need.